I wonder if we might talk about any other topics that concerned Waco during World War I. For example, did you know much about the development of Rich Field, the flying field here in Waco?
Aviation at that particular period of time was rather new, and Rich Field attracted a great deal of attention, not only in the city itself, but throughout the entire Central Texas area. The field was located 3.5 miles from the center of Waco, and is what is was located on what is now known between Bosque and New Road and Lake Air Drive, and extended to Cobbs Drive. The field was started in August of 1917 and was completed in November of that year. There were some 350 cadets with approximately 400 airplanes, 81 buildings on the field, 16 hangars. For that period in time, it was really an outstanding field.
Did you have an opportunity to visit Rich Field very often?
We would drive around the field. We would watch the planes train, and did that on many occasions, because the young people were all interested in aviation, and we did go out quite often to watch the maneuvers and the training going on at that time.
The military airplane was something of the most important weapon the United States was developing at that time. Were there tight restrictions governing civilians going into Rich Field during the war?
Into the on the field itself, they were. They were not permitted, but of course, had no. They had no way to keep us from seeing the maneuvering, which was being done in the air by the planes in their formations and so forth. Now, probably one of the most interesting things that was required before Waco could get Rich Field, and which brings out the united support that the city of Waco was giving the military at that time, the field could not be obtained without having railroad facilities. It was a long distance from the main line, railroad line, but arrangements was shortly made to buy the necessary property, and a spur track would run from the Cotton Belt Railroad through what is now known as New Road, and went on forward through to Camp MacArthur. And the road after the war, the road, the railroad was abolished, and New Road was open, which we use quite often in the city.
Your father, as a local businessman, may have had some interest in the field. Was he at all a part of the development of the city's interest in Richfield?
Yes, all of the bankers of Waco united to raise the necessary money to obtain the land and to make it a possibility. But to me, that was really a tribute to the leaders of that generation in our city. And
would it be correct to say then, Mr. Lockwood, that the purchasing of the right-of-way for the railroad spur then was largely something done by the financial community of Waco to help facilitate the field?
Very definitely, and it was a must, and as you can see, to obtain the land and to run a track, a railroad spur, some 4 or 5 miles through developed area was quite a difficult task.
Was there any opposition to this move?
No, everyone was cooperating with the war move. There might have been some isolated piece of ground that might be hard to obtain, but generally speaking, everybody was behind it. Then after Richfield left, Braniff used it as their first, when they served Waco for several years, and then we developed into a municipal airfield. It was not large enough for the new planes, as they needed more space to land.
Were there any people in Waco that you recall who were concerned about having military aviation in the city, that is, afraid that this might bring noise to their quiet town, or any other negative aspects of life?
None that I know of. All of the younger group were delighted. We were just thrilled to have it come here. And one of our neighbors, a young man a few years older than I was, whose name was Peyton, and he had been visitors often as a rather successful aviator, but was killed in action, and it created quite, he was given every military honor you could think of. The schools turned out, and everybody was behind the military and paying the honor and respect that might be due.
Are there any other aspects of Waco life during the war that I may have failed to ask you about that impress you as significant contributions either that the city made to the war, or were events in Waco during World War I that we ought to talk about?
Waco had very fortunate in having a very high-class type of personnel at Camp MacArthur. They were National Guardsmen from two of the northern states, and many of them married in Waco, many of them settled in Waco, and I think the relationship between the military and Waco was of untold value to Waco's future development.